Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. A big thanks to Dr. Benga Ajilore, the Chief Economist at the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, helping us all get a little bit smarter about the terror of Donald Trump's tariff taxes on the middle class. I got a couple of great questions on my phone from friends and loved ones and on the text line here at Civic Media asking this question, which is Donald Trump keeps citing all kinds of tariff numbers from other nations. And is that accurate? In short, no, he's lying. When you look at the tariff policies of other countries, they're very complex. They are scalpels. They're targeted. They have limited duration. They are for a specific purpose because they have suspected, frankly, certain anti-competitive actions. It is basically almost every single thing that he has said yesterday and continues to say about some of our most reliable trading partners for the greater majority of the last 50 plus years in this country is simply a bunch of lies. Do not believe him. Take the 2 minutes to Google whatever the fact is. Dig a little deeper. Look for independent sources. Don't just read what's coming out of the Cato Institute or the American Enterprise Institute, because economists can manipulate numbers. I know that because I am one. You got to get to the good academics, the good objective economists and analyses there. Again, I'll do a little digging on some of these and address them maybe tomorrow or next week. But in short form, I just wanted to address that concern from people. Basically, Donald Trump is lying through his teeth almost every day when he says other countries are like that we're paying for. That is not how trade works. Cal, do you have Rand Paul explaining it? I rarely agree with Rand, but he explained it pretty well. Let's take another listen. Senator Rand Paul explaining the basics of how trade works.
What's the rationale for getting behind this? Well, one, we should not live under emergency rule. The Constitution said taxes are raised by Congress. Most specifically, taxes originate in the House and come to the Senate. So I'm against emergency rule. But on the tariffs in particular, on the idea of trade, trade is proportional to wealth. The last 70 years of international trade has been an exponential curve upwards, and the last 70 years of prosperity has been upwards also. We are richer because of trade with Canada, and so is Canada. Whenever you trade with somebody, when an individual buys somebody else's product, it's mutually beneficial or you wouldn't buy it. If the trade is voluntary, it's always beneficial. There is no Canada versus the U.S. The consumer wins when the price is the lowest price. Tariffs raise prices and they're a bad idea for the economy.
And I also just want to say this as an economist, a trade deficit is often a good thing if you are a very wealthy country with high relative incomes. Now, our wages, our minimum wage ain't a minimum wage, it ain't a living wage. But on a very aggregate level, we have relatively higher incomes than a lot of the nations where we make very cheap, affordable consumer goods. We therefore have a trade deficit because American buyers want to buy the cheaper chicken. We want the cheaper products, right? So that's it, trade deficits. When you talk to knowledgeable economists, they'll say, there's nothing wrong with having a trade deficit. In fact, that may be an indicator of a very positive and strong economy.
It also allows countries to narrow in and create niches of their expertise, right? I think I read it best, though, that somebody posted and said, you don't have a trade deficit with your dentist, right?
Right. What are you even talking about?
Right, it's not possible. But here's the thing. If this was really about bringing jobs back, wouldn't we be raising taxes on corporations and then maybe lowering them if they decided to move industries,
to move jobs back here? We use tax policy to accomplish what he's trying to,
exactly,
which would require him to go through Congress. By the way, the piece of legislation that Rand Paul was being questioned about is a resolution that the Senate has introduced. It passed it 5148 to end the presidential emergency declaration that has permitted tariffs in violation of the very trade agreement that Donald Trump negotiated with Canada and Mexico in his first term. And by the way, all of that business about fentanyl, that's garbage. The vast majority of fentanyl that is coming in from China is coming in very small packages with value under $1,000. Oh, in fact, under $800, which is a tariff exception to Donald Trump's tariff policy with China. And the fentanyl that's coming in from Canada and Mexico, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's not being brought in by migrants. It's being brought in by good old-fashioned U.S. citizens in automobiles, because you don't need a whole heck of a lot of it, and you don't need a big truck full of it in order to make a ton of money.
And we just had a PhD in economics on here who could not answer the question, why is the president doing? What's the point? He has no idea. And if an economist has no idea why it's happening, then the rest of us are going to fail miserably to understand it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to cue in one of our listeners, Chris out of Madison. Thank you, Chris. Said, hey, it would have been nice if we had some warning that Trump was going to do this and that it would be bad. And Tom, you and I talked very briefly about this. I'm just going to say this. For every single MAGA voter, and I know that there's a lot of you out there who thought, I'll wait to buy my gas or groceries until January 21st because they're going to get cheaper. Did it take the 5 seconds it takes to Google how tariffs are paid and levied? Right. This was all available, known, or knowable. People that are acting shocked about this, you were fooling yourself. You were the mark in Donald Trump's long con on the middle class. We're going to have to leave it there, everybody. You got Dom Salvia coming up next. A big thank you to Tom Paulswitz and each and every one of you for tuning in. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together against regressive tariffs.
Yes.